Welcome to the August 11th, 2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. I'm Mark Walters. Special guest co-host, George Zimmerman's brother, Robert Zimmerman, for the entire 3 hours. An amazing program with an amazing lineup that included author John Higgs, the great Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman for 2 solid hours, and a special guest appearance in the 3rd hour with Dave Grossman, myself, and Robert Zimmerman, Mr. Rob Pincus. We got a phone call from the Executive Director of the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, Mr. Charles Heller. This is one of the best programs in the 4.5 year history of Armed American Radio. Enjoy it. And remember, my new book, Lessons from Unarmed America, co-written with the great Rob Pincus, with the foreword by Ted Nugent. That's right, Uncle Ted Nugent wrote the foreword, is available now at Amazon.com, on Kindle, and in print. I'm Mark Walters, and I'll see you on the radio.
Your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
The Crossbreed Holster Studios. I just can't seem to do it the way he does it. Of course, if I could, I probably wouldn't be doing this. Welcome.
Well, I don't know now.
Do we have maybe both, right? I'm telling you.
You got some guys that do.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. What a great name for a radio show. I'm Mark Walters, your host, every week filling your prescription for freedom and telling you the truth about your constitutional right and, dare I say, responsibility and obligation to exercise your Second Amendment freedoms and rights to carry a firearm to defend your life. My special guest co-host, Robert Zimmerman, knows a little bit about that. Robert, welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend. A pleasure to have you here.
The pleasure's all mine, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we have got, Robert, yet again, another amazing lineup this hour of Armed American Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't get any better than this. You have tuned in. You will. Well, let me just say this. You're going to hear a broadcast that you simply will not hear anywhere else, period. You won't hear this guest lineup like this. You will not hear hard-hitting talk radio about the things that you're going to hear about the topics that we're going to cover with two amazing guests. One of them, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. The bio too long, Robert, isn't it?
Entirely too long. And, you know, thank you for your service really doesn't cut it. Not only has he gone out and served our country, he makes better soldiers and better policemen all across this country.
Yeah, and if we were to go over the bio right now, Robert, we'd take up the whole segment again.
And of course, we'd run out of time.
We'd run out of time. My next guest, also joining Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman with us here, is Rob Pincus. You know Rob Pincus as a regular contributor to the broadcast, has been for many years. I'm a big fan of his, a close friend of his, and also co-author. Let's start first with welcoming Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. Dave, a pleasure to have you back, my friend.
Hey, you know, your listeners have already listened to me. I want to tell them about Rob Pincus.
Let's do it. Go ahead and introduce
him. I just spent a few minutes. Last week, I was able to spend a couple hours with Rob Pincus. We were shooting some videos. I want to tell your listeners that he is just an awesome guy. I wouldn't say this if it weren't true. If I didn't have anything good to say, I wouldn't say it. He's the kind of guy you want to have a beer with. He's the kind of guy that you just want to talk to and pick his brains. He's one of our great Americans out there. I wrote the foreword to one of his books, the Counter Ambush book. I talked about the fact that the American martial art is gunfighting. They want to talk about their samurai masters, their karate masters. We'll give them Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett, Wilder, Wild Bill Hickok, Annie Oakley, Sergeant York, Audie Murphy, and Chris Kyle. Our heroes are gunfighters. And I believe that Rob Pincus is the grandmaster of the American martial art. The American way of measuring things is how many sales do you have? You know, the all-time bestseller. You know, this is the free enterprise system, and Rob has sold over a million of his videos. He's shipped over a million of his videos. To my mind, that qualifies him as the grandmaster of the American martial art, a heck of a nice guy, and I'm really tickled to be on board with him here.
Oh, fantastic. And you know, in those gunfighters, you forgot to mention Josie Wales. Don't forget Josie Wales. He's the best of all of them. You can't leave him off that list. I think
and
he starred
Tonto.
In that movie.
Don't forget Tonto.
Don't forget Tonto. Josie starred in that one movie. What was it? The something about the Casablanca or something like that?
Oh, here we go.
We have fun with that. Rob Pincus, welcome to the show, my friend. You sold over a million videos, bro. I need a new grill.
The NRA sold over a million of my I appreciate the
anything to get out of buying that new grill for me. Robert,
have a good time on Wednesday taping a DVD for the Personal Defense Network that will be distributed through the NRA and all the other means that we distribute that information. And the Colonel's contribution is greatly appreciated, as is his contribution to our community. Thank you, sir.
That's huge. That's huge. Rob, you have not had the opportunity and the privilege and honor yet to meet Robert Zimmerman. I'll introduce both of you on the air. Robert Zimmerman, Rob Pincus. Rob Pincus, Robert Zimmerman.
Rob, the pleasure's all mine. Thanks for being here tonight.
No, it's great to be here with you. You guys have been doing great work, and everybody got the bonus of being able to hear your first, I think, was the first appearance on the show twice in the last few weeks, and of course the podcast. And I've been hearing a lot of great things about everyone's response to what you bring to the show. So it's very cool that we get to be on here together, all four of us.
Appreciate it. I hope I have some good questions for you.
Well, hey, you know what? Let's start with this, Colonel Grossman. You also wrote a really nice blurb. Intro and the front cover of Rob and I's new book that's out this week now in print, available on Amazon.com, and that's Lessons from Unarmed America. And I can't thank you enough for the kind things that you said about us. The book is available now. You can pick it up at Amazon. Rob, I'll let you run with it because you and I've done some radio this past week as we're talking about the book for promos. I'll let you take off from there and then let Robert, he's got some questions for you about it.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. I know that, you know, before we talked about exactly what was going to happen tonight, we said this was the time, you know, August. We've been planning for a couple months now on the release of the book, and it's an honor to be here with these two guys tonight to talk about it, because I'm really looking forward to hearing Robert's opinion of the book. I don't know if he's got a chance to read.
Oh, I think we just lost it.
did we just drop Rob?
Yeah.
I think so.
Is he back?
No, he's not back yet. I'll try to get him.
Okay, we'll get him back. Robert, let me take off from what he just said. Did you have a chance yet, Robert Zimmerman, to read any of the book? I think you read some of it, right?
I read the introduction. I was able to get a sample on my PC. And I think, you know, I want to talk to Rob about, you know, in his bio he says that he trains, his company does, military, law enforcement, private security, and students interested in self-defense. And I really want to understand what he sees, what the common thread is in these students interested in self-defense, because quite honestly, I wish there were more of them. You know, people that take the initiative on their own to learn about guns and to learn about using guns defensively. So I'm really curious about that, and if that will help kind of turn the tide of this notion that the leftists and that the mainstream media push that guns are evil, when in reality, guns save your life.
Yeah, and you know, guns save lives. Colonel Grossman, I'll ask you if you would answer that question from your perspective, and then we'll get the same response or a different response, of course, to the same question from Rob Pincus. But the fact of the matter is, and I'm one of these statistics, is that guns are used on average, estimated, approximately 2,500 plus times per day in the hands of law-abiding citizens, are they not?
Right. Amen. And let me give you just one example of how our language is being controlled. You control the language, you control the thought. We use the word shooting for these massacres. You know, I'd ask everybody here, and I had to train myself. It took me a couple of years to train myself to change my verbiage. But the Boston Massacre, 5 dead, helped set off the American Revolution. St. Valentine Day Massacre, 7 dead. Mobsters murdered 7 mobsters. Massacre. Add up the Boston Massacre, the St. Valentine Day Massacre, double it. And you still have more dead at Sandy Hook or Virginia Tech. These are not shootings. These are massacres, and we refuse to call them what they are. But at the same time, we take the word for what we do. Shooting's what happens. We get lucky during deer season. I tell my cops, active shooter response, you'd be real busy during deer season. These are not shootings. These are massacres. These are mass murders. These are slaughters of innocents. And when you turn around and call this most horrible mass murders in American history shooters, that means when you're a shooter, you're one of them. So what they've done is they've taken the very word for who we are and what we do, shooter, shooting, and they've made it a synonym for the most horrible crimes in America. And this is what you can do when you control the media, when you control the airwaves, you control people's very thought process. The word shooter means the most horrible mass murder in America. The word shooting means a horrible massacre. No, it does not. And we've got to reach out and regain control of our language and regain control of our nation. And it's shows like yours, Mart and Shanto, that make it happen.
Well, thank you very much for that. You had discussed that, training yourself, the last couple times you were here.
Yeah.
And I find myself continually trying to do the same thing. Robert Zimmerman, I'm constantly trying to tell myself, don't say that. Don't
right.
make them the shooter. I had someone say to me, you know, I hate when they call him a gunman. I'm a gunman. I've
yeah.
trained
right.
to be a gunman.
Yes.
This isn't a gunman. This is a coward.
Oh, that's the right. language, and it's right. It's a cowardly mass murder. And I'm going to tell you something else here. This is bad news. We don't want to hear it. But the generation that gave us Jonesboro, the middle school, Columbine, the high school, Virginia Tech and College are all grown up, and Sandy Hook is just the beginning. And what these cowards are going to seek is places where there's helpless victims and no guns are allowed. Daycare centers, you will see daycare massacres. When you hear about the first daycare massacre, you say, we heard it was going to happen. It happened in Belgium with a knife. 12 babies hacked and stabbed with a knife. It's happened repeatedly in China. Go to Wikipedia and just look at China and knife massacres. It's happened in Japan. We're going to see daycare massacres. We're going to see school buses. We're going to see elementary schools, old folks' home. Whoop, already saw one of those in North Carolina. You'll see more.
Right.
Hospitals. Those dang hospitals are helpless victims, invalids, women, and they refuse to have armed security on site.
Colonel Grossman,
places where there's helpless victims, especially daycare centers and elementary schools, and nobody's allowed to have a gun, and that's where the cowards are coming.
I'm going to have to ask you to hold off on that thought right now as we go into this break. Ladies and gentlemen, this is hard-hitting, very powerful, and very difficult to listen to, but it's something that I hope you're paying very, very careful attention to. Very careful attention. I'm Mark Walters. Armed American Radio returns. We'll give Rob Pincus a chance to answer that same question when we come back.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Ruger SR45, a large caliber pistol with a trim, ergonomic profile. Like the popular Ruger SR9 and SR40, the SR45 is perfectly sized to be comfortable and controllable with a slim, ergonomic grip and narrow slide. It features an adjustable three-dot sight system, Ruger's unique reversible back strap, an ambidextrous manual safety and magazine release, and built-in Picatinny rail. The Ruger SR45, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. Available in standard size and compact models, it features power bedding integral bedding blocks, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw. Compact models feature a shorter length of pull and a shorter barrel for a reduction in overall length of more than 5 inches. The Ruger American Rifle, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new TaxLide by Gauco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The TaxLide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the TaxLide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgauco.com today. That's usgauco.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I love that. The Armed American Radio Network. A lot of people don't like that name. We're a bunch of shameless extremists. Oh, my God. Armed American Radio. Nutcases. Robert Zimmerman, my co-host. You haven't seen any tweets like that, have you?
Oh, a few thousand. Yeah.
Coming in about, what, every 15 or 20 seconds, aren't they?
You never know. I'm sure. I've been reading over my Twitter feed, and a lot of good questions have come in, and we're just so pressed with time because of these guests. But, yeah, you know, guns are evil in a lot of people's minds. I think that's because they've never had to use one, so they can't even contemplate handling, carrying, or firing one. But
right.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, and it, I guess it sometimes it takes a situation where somebody wishes they had one. We write about that in the book. I'll let you go back and ask in Lessons from Unarmed America. I'll let you go back and re-ask Rob your question because it kind of segues together.
Yeah, you know, Rob, it's just I'm very curious being on this end of controversy for so long and being on, you know, hearing about, you know, he had a gun and the gun was loaded and you know, I want to know what the common thread is. You train military law enforcement, private security, and it says in your bio, and students interested in self-defense. What is the common thread that those people share when they come out and they're training with you? What do you see in them, or what do they represent to you? What is their real interest, and how can we grow that interest? How can there be more people interested in learning about using guns defensively?
Well, the bio is written very specifically to represent the fact that we train armed professionals and those interested in personal defense skills, or those interested in personal defense, or those concerned about personal defense. That phrasing is very specific because we don't just simply say we train everyone, because the fact is not everyone is aware. Not everyone has set through the Restoring Responsibility Bulletproof Mind Seminar that the Colonel puts on. Not everyone has listened to Armed American Radio. Not everyone pays attention to what's going on enough, or at least hasn't gotten past that intellectual hurdle of accepting that evil is out there and that they need to be interested in personal defense, that they are responsible for their own personal defense, that there isn't someone standing over their shoulder ready to protect them from that evil that may be around the corner. Now, our armed professionals know this. They know that this is part of their profession. They know it's part of their life. So, of course, they're mandated to train, and they train as part of their duty, and that's a very real duty that they have to themselves, to their families, and to their profession. But the average person still needs to understand that in many, many cases, and that's really what the book is all about. It's about helping people understand that it is just everyday people doing their everyday lives that sometimes go into harm's way and absolutely would be better off if they were prepared.
And at a time of evil's choosing, Robert, and Colonel Grossman, you know this probably more than anybody on this panel.
Yeah.
that evil chooses the time. And we tried to convey that. Rob, I think we did a great job with it. The feedback has been great. Robert Zimmerman, you've read portions of it as well, to convey the fact that evil can and will eventually visit you at some point in time, and you'd better be prepared for it. And hopefully the lessons that they take away from Lessons from Unarmed America can save your life.
Yeah, and you know, I do wonder, you know, is there some kind of experience that all these people have in common? Is it just that they've come to terms with reality, like I was asking Colonel Grossman before? I think, you know, we don't have want for money. We put iPads in schools. We have fire drills, fire trucks, and everything else the colonel said. But we just have, we can't wrap our minds around gun-free zones, vulnerable places. They invite crime. They invite these massacres. They invite these sick people. We won't call them shooters or shootings. And what do these people have in common that has allowed them to be good students for you? What do they bring to the table? What do they what life experience have they had, or is it that they're trying to avoid something in the future?
Well, it's a mix, and that's, you know, I don't think there is one thing. If there's one thing, we'd put it out on the air right now. I'd put it on Facebook tomorrow, and, you know, I'd shake hands and mention it to everybody that I see out on the street, and we'd fill the classes, and we'd get the country a lot safer, a lot more responsible. We'd end bullying. We'd end domestic violence, and the world would be a better place. But I don't know what that one thing is. So I do know that I'm trying to help people understand that any and every way I can. And, you know, a lot of times, obviously, I love doing Armed American Radio. It's friendly. It's great. You know, it's good people. But I go out and I do, you know, quote unquote, liberal radio shows, and I do NPR, and I put myself out there in conversations in places where it isn't always pro-gun and it isn't always friendly, because the fact is one person might be listening that crosses that intellectual threshold to say, you know what, this is reasonable. This is appropriate. This is part of my responsibility as an adult in this country to be prepared to defend myself and my family and my community if necessary. But I don't know what the magic trick is for crossing that line, but my guess is that a few people will cross that line when they read Lessons from Unarmed America.
I hope that's the case. That was the purpose for it. Let me turn this question over to the Colonel. Colonel Grossman, yeah. We do have an obligation and a responsibility to carry a firearm to defend our lives, do we not?
You know, it's a question I've had before. I believe I have the responsibility. I'm trained. I have the skills. I have the willpower. I've made the conscious decision. I carry a gun so that my wife doesn't always have to, so my elderly neighbor doesn't have to. I think we have that responsibility. Those of us who know there's evil in the land, those of us who have chosen to get skills, it really becomes a bit of negligence not to have that. But it really is the American way, that others can choose to lead a different life, and we're willing to protect them. But, you know, the bottom line is that at the moment of truth, those individuals and their loved ones are doomed, unless there is somebody who's made the choice to be a protector, to be a sheepdog, is there at their moment of truth.
And they can only hope that when evil visits them at the time and place of evil's choosing, that evil shows them mercy.
Amen. And evil has no mercy. And evil is a coward. Evil will seek our weakest and most vulnerable targets. It will seek our daycare centers. They will seek our elementary schools. Evil, you know, people play at evil. They play, you know, they play Dungeons and Dragons, and they play a chaotic evil character. Don't play at evil. Evil is almost beyond our ability to grasp. Evil is a classroom in Sandy Hook Elementary School murdering six-year-old children one by one as they watch in fear and horror as they gasp out their final seconds. Evil takes pleasure in committing that act. Evil is a coward, and evil will seek our weakest, most vulnerable point. And the only answer to evil is those who love. They love enough to train, and they love enough to sacrifice, and they love enough to fight and, if need be, die for what they love, their nation, their family, their way of life.
Robert, I'm going to ask you this question. You've been in a number of conversations. You're in one right now with Piers Morgan regarding his deep hatred for Americans' right to keep and bear arms. I've read that entire conversation. It's available on your Twitter feed. And you ended it, or at least the last one I see here, is self-defense is self-defense, and it's a universal right, as the jury can tell you. And then you tell him, now you've crossed the line. You're a limousine liberal with socialist aspirations. This is your tweet back and forth to Piers Morgan recently. Fire your armed guards, then we'll listen.
Yeah, you know, these limousine liberals that live in ivory towers with armed guards surrounding every move they make. I mean, why would Mayor Bloomberg or Piers Morgan think that they need guns? They wouldn't, because, you know, they don't They don't put their own toothpaste on their toothbrush in the morning. You know, they're surrounded by flunkies, and most of them are armed. And I think that some people like him would be inclined to tell you, the left will tell you, you don't really need guns because you're not qualified, you know. And I think that's a big mistake to fall into that trap, and we need to know how to rebut that effectively.
We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. What a great segue to the next portion of the conversation, and we'll get two amazing experts' opinions on that. Rob Pincus from ICE and the great Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. I'm Mark Walters with Robert Zimmerman, Jr. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I found a small lump. It just didn't feel right. After a biopsy, I was told that it was cancer.
Last year, Kimalea Conrad was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
I was devastated. I felt alone. I began praying, God, how do I do this? Where do I do this? Cancer Treatment Centers of America was the place.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, faith and spiritual support play an important role in the fight against complex and advanced stage cancer.
When I walk in to CTCA, it feels like a place of life and hope.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit, and the power of prayer. That's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals.
I am so grateful and so blessed that I went to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. I am strong and I am joyous.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, visit cancercenter.com/faith. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive, and I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt, 9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They gave me the right perspective, and they got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
K
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back. We're going to go right into it again. The lineup here today is huge. You're getting an incredible treat here on Armed American Radio today. I don't think... Sean, are you there? Shanto?
Yes,
sir. Is your mic live?
Yes, it is.
Probably the most well-spoken panel we've ever had.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
The topics are sometimes difficult to listen to, but absolutely required to hear.
Yes.
Because we have, I think, in this country, we... Rob Pincus says it best. We discuss it in our book, and that is, I never thought it would happen to me. And I quoted a woman, a teacher at Newtown in Sandy Hook, who said, and this is very telling, who would have ever thought this would happen here in such an idyllic little place in the woods?
Mm.
And it's that attitude that it doesn't happen to me, but I read about it in the paper that gets people killed. This is what happens when people aren't trained to react to evil's visit.
Absolutely.
Robert Zimmerman, welcome back to the show. A real pleasure and an honor to have you here, my friend.
Mark, it's a treat for me, and the panel tonight is outstanding.
Get used to it, brother. Some of your Sundays are going to be taken. You're doing a great job, and I'm really enjoying having you here.
Thanks, Mark.
Hate to put you on the spot. I wouldn't want to do that on national radio. It's just between you and me.
Got it.
Rob Pincus, welcome back to the show. My co-author, my friend, one of the greatest trainers in the country. How you doing?
Great. Great to be here every week, but this week is definitely unique. Great lineup.
It is, and in large part due to the man I'm going to introduce or reintroduce right now, and that's Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. Colonel Grossman, it is always an absolute pleasure to have you here. Sometimes we have to talk or hear, I should say, hear things from you that are uncomfortable to listen to, but that is absolutely required. Now, Robert and Dave, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Cool.
Robert Zimmerman, you're in, we touched on it briefly in the last segment, you're in a conversation or were in a conversation with Piers Morgan. You've been on his show before.
And I
applaud you.
I'm sorry.
I applaud you for that. I apologize for that as well. Yet at the same time, we ask what the anti-gunners agenda truly is. Piers Morgan, and I'll respect at least the fact that he said it. It leads me to believe that he really does believe what he's saying, as much as I disagree with it. And that is when he says the Second Amendment can and should be. This is what he told you in your tweet, knowing it's being read by probably millions. The Second Amendment can and should be amended again. The NRA hijacked the meeting and abused it for commercial gain. He then goes on to talk about how England did it, Japan did it, America can do it as well. And what he's referring to is taking away guns, isn't he, Robert?
Taking away liberty, yeah. And you know, Colonel Grossman puts it really well. These liberals have the conflicting arguments with themselves. How many teachers and professors and students have to die blocking doors with their bodies before we learn this lesson? If a gunman takes hostages in a school, he can be there for only one purpose, to kill kids and to carve his name and history in your children's blood. But the one thing that can stop them, a gun, well, no, guns are bad. Principals aren't qualified. Teachers aren't qualified. No one is qualified. In some states, not in all, as the colonel pointed out, cops don't even have guns in schools. So these self-defeating arguments that the liberals throw out, we really need a better answer. And these two experts that we have here tonight, I want them to tell the listeners why they're qualified, just as a defender of liberty, to have a gun. Why is that not bad? Why does that not make you a wannabe cop or in some way, you know, undesirable in society? Why do we need to be armed?
Wannabe cop. Your family's heard a little bit about that, particularly your brother lately. Colonel Grossman, we'll start with you.
Yeah. You know, I think it comes back to the dynamic of recognizing the individual's right to exist, the right of self-defense, the right of existence can never be denied. And what's happened is around the world, socialism has really taken over. England has become socialist. Japan's become socialist. The few bastions of true democracy in which the authority of the individual citizen still exists, We defeated communism. We defeated fascism. We're really fighting against socialism. And socialism is the opposite of democracy, or a representative republic such as ours. In socialism, the power lies with the government, as opposed to democracy, where the power lies with the people. So what we're really talking about is the fact that individuals like Piers Morgan says, come on, be like us, be like England. Cash in your guns, cash in your liberty, and America says, not just no, but hell no. We've got this grassroots dynamic. The most powerful grassroots movement in our lifetime has been the concealed carry movement. Illinois rolled over now. And I tell you, Illinois rolled over to shall issue concealed carry because of Milwaukee. Wisconsin became concealed carry. Milwaukee is Chicago's third airport. They're Chicago's major suburb. Milwaukee had crime go down. 40 states have shall issue concealed carry. Crime goes down. It works. Chicago's crime is skyrocketing. And so what we're seeing is 50 laboratories for democracy, and 40 laboratories have made the decision, and in every single case, crime goes down, people are safer, it does work. What we've got to tell the world is not to be like England, but for England to be like us. Not to be like Mexico, we're a nation of peasants and peons who are denied the right to protect themselves and who are being destroyed by criminal gangs, but to be like us. We are the bastion of liberty. We are the city on a hill that is spreading the word to the rest of the world that there is a world where you can trust your citizens with the right to protect themselves and their loved ones, and they have the right to go ahead and create a nation as we did 200 years ago with armed rebellion against those who would oppress us.
And Robert Zimmerman, isn't it proof positive that we can trust our citizens with firearms when, again, I hate to resort to bumper sticker logic, I hate to, but when you hear the arguments from boneheads of the week like Piers Morgan, you can only respond back with 100 million firearms in the hands of 100 million firearms owners hurt no one today. We cannot legislate evil. We cannot legislate morality. When are they going to figure out that a sign doesn't work, Robert?
Yeah, you know, Piers Morgan will tell you, you know, guns kill people, and it's just a flawed argument. And they're full of, the left is full of flawed arguments. Guns will save people's lives, and people, sick people kill people. And it's important when these fake stats come up or this bumper sticker mentality, which Piers is so clever at spewing, comes out and comes to the table. That, like the colonel said, there can be a society where we trust our citizens. I'm starting with George Washington telling us we should be armed, you know, because our government could turn against us. But there can be a society where the individual is responsible enough and expected to take responsibility for their own life and their own welfare. And that is the summation of it or the summary of it. But the left doesn't not just want you to have guns. They don't want you to be responsible for your welfare at all, the socialism.
You know what they need to do? They need to watch the movie I saw this afternoon. They need to watch Tombstone, for God's sakes. Rob.
The Wild Wild West, yeah.
I'll be your Uncle Ben.
Mark, are you talking about Piers Morgan watching something like that?
Well, Piers Morgan would watch it surrounded by armed security and passing the popcorn around. I mean, these people are, as Robert said, they're limousine liberals who live in a gated, you know, everybody, it's an elitist, I think is the only word to use to describe it. Hey, Rob, have you seen Tombstone?
I've seen it, yeah. I've seen it a couple times, maybe. I think I've seen it on Blu-ray. I think I've seen it on cable. I think I've seen it on DVD. I may have seen it on VHS at one point.
It's running on Cinemax right now. Hopefully it's running all week.
It's at VHS.
I like the wide herb. Now, I've been to Tombstone a million times. Love it there, and I'm looking forward to going back. All those listeners out there in Arizona, Tucson, listening to us where else? Oh, my gosh, I don't even remember. Phoenix, Arizona, you're tuned into Armed American Radio right now. We love you guys out there in that free state. Hey, why don't you guys tell us a little bit about this? Colonel, I'll start with you. Do we have enough time, Sean?
No, we don't.
What have we got about a minute?
About fixing to go to break in 10 seconds.
Oh, fixing to go to break in 10 seconds. When we come back, what I want to do, Robert, is start with the Colonel and start with Rob and talk about the Sheepdog Tour and what people can expect. And let's do that. And then let's let Colonel and Rob give us the website where they can get involved and participate in these things and learn how to be a sheepdog and stop being a sheep. We'll be back after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto, and I've just started a new video blog on my website, RadioFactor.net. Each week, I'm going to pick certain stories to show you exactly how the media manipulates things. Believe me, I will get down to the bottom of it. All you got to do is go to RadioFactor.net. You'll see video blog banner. Just click that banner, and it'll take you straight to the video blog. So remember, log on to RadioFactor.net. That is RadioFactor.net. Oh, I think Mark might be listening. Peace.
We got to get some more Stacy Jones Band music in there. That's great stuff. We'll work on that for you. They're a fantastic band. We've got some bumper music with them.
That's the stuff that you sent us.
Yeah, I've got some of it that's running in behind a couple, bedded underneath a couple of our ads from our great sponsors.
Yeah.
But I want to get some of that in for the bumper music, too. Fantastic stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be down at in Sarasota, Florida. Ooh, good stuff. And broadcasting from Tampa, our great affiliate, Talk 860 WGUL. But I will be at the Bullet Hole Gun Shop in Sarasota, downtown Sarasota. at the corner of Orange and Dolphin, Saturday, August 24th, from noon to 4, signing my new book with Rob Pincus, Forward by Ted Nugent, and a beautiful blurb from my guest here today, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. From noon to 4, the Bullet Hole Gun Shop in Sarasota, Florida, downtown at the corner of Orange and Dolphin. Been there since the 1950s. This place is the real deal. I've shopped there before. Looking forward to it. And then we'll follow up the following day with a live broadcast from our fantastic affiliate, Talk 860 WGUL in Tampa. Rob Pincus, you and I will also be at the, where? Lakeville, Minnesota, Gander Mountain on September 14th. Doing the same thing for one of our CCW expos, will we not?
Yeah, that'll actually be the first time that you and I are together doing a signing on the book. So
that's cool. Right. Yeah, we've been at every one of these Gander Mountain events together. Now with the book out, we'll have a great time. So make sure to put that on your calendar, Lakeville, Minnesota. That will be followed October 5th by Sanford area, Lake Mary, Florida, Orlando area on October 5th. We'll be doing the same thing. Then again, October 19th at Spring, Texas. The tour begins, baby.
I will
the
be there.
The tour begins, and you will be there.
Yes,
you may even
I
be
will
in
be
Sarasota.
There.
So, Robert Zimmerman, my special guest co-host for the day. Welcome back, my friend. A pleasure to have you here.
Pleasure's all mine, Mark. Thanks again for having me.
Unbelievable hour. Are these two guys the best or what?
These two guys are the best, and, you know, we have so many questions to get around to, and I hate to, you know, we have such little time, but I got a really interesting question on Twitter, and I've been asked this all the time, and I've answered it different ways. If we become armed, then we have to use it in self-defense. How do we know we won't go through what GZ did? It's scary. I think that's a great question for both of these guys because they have a plethora of experience. Again, I get asked that question all the time, and I ask that question to myself right after the incident.
I'm sure, and I know you get it a lot. I saw that question come in as well. Let's start with Rob. Rob, run with it.
Well, you don't know. And, in fact, you have to plan on absolutely dealing with the aftermath. And part of planning and being aware is what strengthens you. Part of the ramifications of that is that you're strengthened in the aftermath of that defensive moment. And that's why you have to be so careful and so aware. And you do pick where you go, and you do pick what situations you put yourself in. Because once you put that firearm on and you go into that situation, it doesn't make you invincible. It doesn't make you Superman. It doesn't make you someone who is untouchable. You're the same person you were without the firearm. You're just more capable of defending yourself in a worst-case scenario. But as your family has learned, as so many of us have seen over the years, you're still a victim, and you are still in a worst-case scenario. Just because you came out on the winning side of the physical fight doesn't mean that you won't have a legal fight, a mental fight, a social fight, a financial fight afterwards.
Colonel Grossman, I'd like to turn it over to you and seek your
Well, first off, you know, let's kind of change the question. How do you know when you're driving the car that you won't get in some horrible accident, be sued, and have your life destroyed? You don't know that. But you have insurance to help, and we're all fans of USCCA.
Right.
USCCA's concealed carry insurance is part of the program, but the other part of the program is to ask yourself this: are there worse things than what happened to your brother? There's far worse things. Dead is worse. Having your loved ones is worse. Having your children. We just saw with a brutal incident in which a girl was abducted and the boy was
mm-hmm.
murdered.
Yeah.
I mean, what could be worse than that?
Yeah.
This is bizarre. We look at what the terrible thing that happened in Georgia and say, golly, I don't want that to happen to me, so I do nothing. And what happens is your children could be murdered, your loved ones could be murdered, and horrible mass murders could happen that you could stop. So, yes, there's a possibility that while we're driving the car, we'll have some tragic accident, be sued, and our life destroyed. We may even be put in jail because of some moment of distraction when we're driving that car, but we accept that risk. And far greater harm to us than the inconvenience of not having a car is what would happen if you didn't have that gun at the moment of truth. So, yes, there's that possibility. Get insurance. Get training. Lead your life in such a way that you avoid these kind of situations. And yet, in the end, if evil comes to us, pray that there's somebody there that's going to be able to stop it and save those 26
dead children in the classroom in Sandy Hook.
You mentioned the U.S. Concealed Carry Insurance. Robert, I'll get to you in just one second. Let me direct listeners to where to go to read about that. Up to $600,000 in coverage if you've made a decision to carry a firearm for your own personal protection. You owe it to yourself to look at this. Go over to usconcealedcarry.com, usconcealedcarry.com, and you'll see the platinum memberships available to you. Three different levels of protection, three different costs.
And
you owe it to yourself
member.
To look at it.
I'm a believer.
Yeah, you owe it to yourself to look at it. I have it as well. Hey, guys, Rob, I want to thank you so much. You and I will be out pushing the book hard. That's Lessons from Unarmed America, available on Kindle right now and in print. You can pick it up at Amazon.com and soon in bookstores everywhere. Thank you, Rob, for being here. We appreciate it as always.
Great to be on the show. Great to be here with Colonel Grossman. As you alluded to in the last before the last break, we're going to be teamed up down in Orlando November 16th and 17th. He'll be doing his Bulletproof Mind, and I'll be doing the counter-ambush seminars back-to-back as part of the Restoring Responsibility Sheepdog Seminar Project, which is very exciting, and appreciate you letting us talk about that a little bit.
And you know it. We'll see you probably next week on the show as well. Rob Pincus, everybody, great to have you here. Colonel Grossman, I can't thank you enough, particularly for staying for the extra hour. Having your wisdom on this show is a real treat for listeners. They hear this stuff here, and they don't hear it anywhere else. Thanks for being here, my friend.
Ooh.
And a website for you where people can go and learn about the seminars.
Sheepdogseminars.com.
Sheepdogseminars.com, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. Thank you, sir. Robert Zimmerman, my special guest co-host today. What an hour.
What a show. What a way to inaugurate sitting on this side of the mic. I mean, those gentlemen, they really know what they're talking about, you know, and they have they don't just know facts. They have a breadth of experience, wisdom, as you said about Colonel Grossman, and they know how to apply that knowledge in a way that comes across sincerely and effectively. What a great show.
It really is, and they articulate their position so well. And they have something, Robert, that the other side doesn't have, what makes it easy to articulate our position, and that is the truth. And I mentioned this last night when I was hosting the event. We don't have to lie. We don't have to cheat. We don't have to tell stories. We don't have to fabricate things. We don't need race baiting. We don't need America hating. We have the truth on our side. And you know what? The truth will always prevail. And I believe, Robert Zimmerman, that freedom will always prevail. I want to thank you personally for being here. We're going to do this again, I can promise you. Robert Zimmerman, appreciate it. Your first time on this side of the mic. What an honor to be here with you today. Thanks very much for being here, my friend.
Thank you, Mark. The pleasure's all mine. Appreciate it.
We'll do it again very soon if you'll go ahead and hold on to the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters with my special guest, co-host Robert Zimmerman. Special guests, Rob Pincus, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. What an honor to have them here today. You've got a special edition of the show. This is about the time when I tell you every hour when I close out this part of the show. That is carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell us me by the clamor now, baby.
Folks, you paid a king's ransom to send your kids to the finest colleges. Now they've graduated, and guess what? They can't find a job. You've already invested in their education. Now invest in their careers. Start a business that your adult children can run and flourish in. You hear it here. Give your children the break in life they really need using money you already have. Just call my friend Steve Cooper at ersop.com, the Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan.
Thanks, Hugh. We've helped countless people use their retirement money to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal.
Trust ersop.com to help you start a small, profitable business that could give your adult children a head start. Turn your family's fortunes around using your own money legally with no debt or payments. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. 866-MY-ERSOP.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.